Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. We all know that Walt Disney World is more than just theme parks. One of the best spots on Disney property is Disney Springs. You may remember Downtown Disney, and this is the updated version. This is a shopping, dining, and entertainment space. It's an open-air mall with so much to offer. Today, Ryan and I are going to chat about our must-dos for when you visit Disney Springs.
When my kids were little, we didn't even go to Disney Springs. It wasn't even a thought process. But now it's a must-do, maybe even more than once, depending on what we want to shop for and eat. Is Disney Springs a must-do for your family, Julie?
Not right now. And this is something we've talked about before. I don't get over there as much as I want to. If my husband and I are doing a trip, just the two of us, we try to go over there because we don't get there a lot with the kids. And part of it is just because there's no real easy way to get there from the resorts we're typically staying at. Your resort is usually either convenient to the parks or convenient to Disney Springs.
Yep.
And we tend to choose that resort that's convenient to the parks.
And the one thing I will say with Disney Springs is the bus system is not as frequent to Disney Springs. So oftentimes what we find is if we have a dinner reservation, we will Uber or Lyft over to Disney Springs, which is fine. Right. But it's an added thing to think about. But I will say Disney Springs is an embarrassment of riches when it comes to dining and snacks and shopping and things to do. It is awesome. But I totally get why your family may not be ready for it yet.
I haven't been enough since the whole complex has been reopened.
Right.
I really feel like I know where I'm going. So then it's even worse for me to then lug my whole family over there. I remember the first time that I went when the bigger complex was open was a couple of years ago, and it was dark outside, and we were trying to get to, it was an Italian, Terralina?
Yep, Terralina. No.
Okay. And we just could not find
it
because it was dark. We felt so disoriented.
It can be very confusing when you don't know where you're going, but I will tell you, nighttime at Disney Springs is awesome. It's cooler. There's stuff going on. I agree with you. There are a lot of nooks and crannies and alleyways. Yes. So you do need to know where you're going. I will whip out my phone and turn on the map and it will tell me where to go and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I totally get it. Well, today, let's talk about some of our favorite things about Disney Springs.
You want to plan a trip to an amazing destination, but don't know how to get started. As your travel advisors, we work with you to create a customized itinerary for your vacation and take the stress of planning away so you can focus on the fun and creating memories.
You can reach me at ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com.
And you can reach me at julie@creatingmagicvacations.com.
You said in the intro, Julie, Disney Springs has been a part of Walt Disney World since almost the beginning. It actually opened in 1975. And it's gone through kind of several iterations. Disney Springs is also open to the public. People who are in the Orlando area can go to it, which is good and bad as far as what you're going to encounter there. And Walt Disney World does offer transportation, both bus from your resort, or my favorite way to go is if you're at a resort that offers the boat, that is a fun way to do it.
Yes, I've done that before. But again, that was on a trip when it was just my husband and I. So we picked that resort in order to be able to go to Disney Springs more easily.
It's a fun way to get there. I've done it from several different resorts. I really, really like it. The first part that I want to talk about today is a big part of Disney Springs. And really, one of the top reasons that people go is it gives you so many more food options from a reservation standpoint or even just a shopping trip that turns into a brunch or a snack or whatever. So let's talk about the food. The first area is snack. So this could be savory or sweet. What's your must-do snack at Disney Springs, Julie?
I'd like to take my kids to Sprinkles when we go. I think that's a must-do. And so I think when you think about snacks and sweet things at Disney Springs, you do have a lot of options.
Yep.
I like Sprinkles because they're going to get a cupcake. Going to be familiar to them. That's where I'm going.
I think there's a lot of things like that. You've got Everglaze donuts, you've got Gideon's cookies.
Yes.
And what I like is you can get that stuff like a Sprinkles cupcake and then take it back to the resort.
You know,
so maybe
and it's
you're
not
happy.
A long It's not going to have a long line like Gideon's.
You can have a dinner and maybe you're not quite ready for dessert and you can go grab something and take it back. That's what we will often do.
Yes.
So for me, I'm going savory and our daily poutine is my snack spot.
Ooh.
It is so good. They have regular poutine with the gravy and the cheese curds, but then they also have oftentimes a specialty poutine. So they may have an Indian version or a Korean barbecue version or something like that. Now, I say snack, but, you know, even me, this is a pretty healthy snack. This could definitely be a meal or a shareable snack.
That was not what I was thinking when you said healthy. You meant like big.
Yes. No, it's not healthy. It's not healthy.
I was like, that's not the word that comes.
Yeah, it's healthy in carbohydrates. But no, it's really good. And it's not the typical, okay, I'm kind of a French fry snob. It's not the typical Disney French fries. It's the real deal French fries.
Yeah. So, Ryan, you said that that was your savory.
Yeah.
I don't have a savory. So do you have a sweet?
I like this at both Disney Springs and Downtown Disney at Disneyland. I love to go to Salt and Straw. It's an ice cream shop, and they have amazingly unique flavors. It is so good. Like, top-notch ice cream, interesting flavors, you know, basil strawberry with balsamic vinegar and like all this stuff that's just, and the best part, Julie, is you can sample whatever you want. So if you're not if that brie and olive ice cream sounds good or, you know, that special honey and whatnot ice cream, and it's all good, by the way, it's just amazing. It is such a good ice cream spot. Now you're paying for it, but it's really good. Salt and Straw. I've had it both at Disneyland and at Walt Disney World.
Awesome. Love it.
What about quick serve?
Okay, my must-do here, this is an easy one, Polite Pig.
That's mine too. Tell us why.
Yes. It is just so delicious. It really tastes like you're sitting somewhere in Texas eating some local barbecue.
Absolutely.
It is delicious.
Absolutely.
And I love that they have a lot of options, a lot of side options. So if your kids aren't really into barbecue, you can just get them a couple of side dishes.
Well, and my daughter being a vegetarian, she can go there and get sides as her meal and loves it. Everything is so good. And I love barbecue places that have a variety of sauces because I'm that guy where I go up and I get a cup of every single sauce and I'm trying them all in different variations.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Now, I'm going to throw in an honorable mention here with quick service. When the dining plan comes back, I think one of the best bang for your bucks with quick service and the dining plan at Disney Springs is Blaze Pizza. And you may have a Blaze Pizza in your neighborhood or area. We do. What I love about Blaze Pizza is, one, everybody can make their own any way they want it. So there's no compromise there. And two, with the quick service, you get a full pizza, a full personal pizza, which is larger than a personal pizza, and a drink as part of your package. It is great use of your dining credits for quick serve at Disney Springs.
That's good to know. I will say that that is usually on my list of recommendations for my clients. I always have a list of suggested dining options if they don't have a reservation made. And Polite Pig and Blaze are always on there.
Absolutely. What about table service? Why don't you talk about family table service? And I'll talk about maybe adult or older kid table service.
Well, listen, there's a lot of table service at Disney Springs.
Tons of tables. So if you want to mention a couple, feel free. Because
I'm going to mention a couple
here. Because seriously, there are many.
This is where it shines. This is where Disney Springs shines. If you are taking your kids and they have never been to Disney Springs, you have got to go to either Rainforest Cafe or T-Rex.
Oh, brother.
Now, why?
Oh, come on. Oh, I don't know. It just, this seems kitschy,
Ryan,
it seems. But I will say, from a client standpoint, that's where they want to eat.
Yes, for the kids. The kids think this is so fun.
All right.
The kids think it's really fun. I will say, if Steven and I are looking for a restaurant, we are not going to the Rainforest Cafe. However, I went to the Rainforest Cafe every time I was there with my grandparents. They went every year. I remember what they ordered.
And that's okay, because again, that's part of that family memory of Disney.
They have this volcano that comes out with like sprinklers on it. I mean, it is a fun place to be. I will give a slight warning. My kids are interested in the Rainforest Cafe right now because for some strange reason, I have placemats from the Rainforest Cafe. I don't know the last time I went to the Rainforest Cafe, but I have placemats from there currently on my dining table. So the kids want to go there. So I make them watch YouTube videos of the animals and the thunderstorms so they're not terrified and caught off guard.
They know what they're getting. Absolutely.
And so if you don't know, if you've never been to a Rainforest Cafe or the T-Rex restaurant, the food is pretty typical food. There's a ton of options at both places. They have very similar menus. But there's a lot of animatronics around you and they come to life throughout your meal. So if you're taking your kids and they've never been, that's where you have to go, especially if you have younger-ish kids.
I agree with that. Under 10. I totally agree. And I understand. That's just not my thing. And that's not really, to be honest, that hasn't been my kids' thing. So that was just my reaction there.
So. I'm going to say if your kids are a little bit older and you don't want that kiddie sort of experience, take them over to Chef Art Smith. Actually, my favorite meal at Chef Art Smith's homecoming is brunch. They have a meal that is fried chicken and donuts. So it really kind of hits that sweet and that
it's an amazing brunch.
Everyone.
And the Bloody Marys are so good.
I can't say I've had the Bloody Mary before, but when I go and I go for brunch, I basically want one of everything on the menu. Even if you go for dinner, their fried chicken is delicious, but you have to have a reservation there. This place gets packed. The good thing is I do believe it's available on OpenTable. So you can also look for reservations there if you can't find them on the dining website.
It used to be. I do not think it is anymore, but you can call directly to the restaurant. I have gotten reservations that were not on the Disney page by doing that. Okay. That's an overall hack, and maybe that was going to be your tip at the end.
No.
The restaurants, you do want to be a little more savvy because some of them are Disney owned, but most of them are not. And so you can get to them different ways other than the Disney dining system.
Right.
So
go for it. What do you have?
I was definitely going to talk about Art Smith's because I really like Art Smith's. I've got two options that are more adult, more focused, maybe. I don't know, depending on your palate. I mean, my kids would be happy with these places too. But the first is Haleo by Chef Jose Andres.
Okay.
These restaurants are in other places around the country. I love this place. I love Spanish food. You've got the tapas. You've got the jamon. You've got the manchego cheese. You've got the tortilla.
Ooh.
You've got all that great stuff. You've got wonderful sangria. It's an amazing meal if you like that kind of food. But they have all that great stuff. So Haleo is definitely someplace that should be on your list. And it's not crazy adventurous either. So when I say Spanish food, if you've not had Spanish food, it's very simple ingredients just done in a really good way. My second place is the Wine Bar George. It's got that wine country kind of menu to it. It's very good for brunch. And that's another tip with Disney Springs is a lot of these places have brunch. So I would say those two, Haleo and Wine Bar George. And I do know, and I'm very excited about this, Julie, they are building an Indian restaurant at Disney Springs.
Yeah.
And I don't remember all the... All right. Yep. So I'm excited to try that because I know we both really like Indian food.
Yeah, that sounds great. There are so many table service restaurants. I could keep going. When I have clients that want to go to Disney Springs, I give them a list of my favorites and hopefully they pick one of those and that's where they're going. A lot of times it's Chef Art Smith's.
So many things that you could get there. It's just awesome. So I have treats down. Have we talked enough about treats or do you have anything else that's coming up? I've got one I want to talk about because you know that I'm a Dole Whip connoisseur.
Yeah, okay.
And so a newer place on the water is called Swirls on the Water. And they actually have different variations of Dole Whip and different Dole Whip desserts. They have alcoholic Dole Whip drinks. The last time I was there, I had Dole Whip nachos, which were broken up pieces of waffle cone with like a chili lime Dole Whip. If you're a Dole Whip person and you haven't been to this place, Swirls on the Water, I would put that on your list. It's a really good place to try.
Wow.
All right, Julie, here's probably the second reason that people go to Disney Springs, and that is shopping. So I've got several different categories here. And the first is best Disney store. So if I'm going to get Disney stuff, where should I go, Julie?
The World of Disney.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why? You could be in there for 3 hours. Oh, it is amazing.
It's ginormous. Absolutely. I mean, basically anything that you want that is Disney related. Now, we always say, don't wait. If you find something you have to have at the parks, at your resort, get it. But if it's a general Disney thing and not park specific, you're probably going to find it at World of Disney.
Right, right.
Mine is the co-op. I absolutely love the co-op. And the co-op is, think of one of those places maybe in your town where different artists kind of have small like pop-up shops. And that's what the co-op is. And it's all Disney related. So you have anything from like higher end art to Disney fashion to Disney kitchen goods. There's a men's shop called Elias's, which is Walt's middle name. There is a section for pets. You can always find something very unique there. That's cool. My choice for Disney themed store. What is your favorite non-Disney store that's at Disney Springs? Because remember, this is an outdoor mall. So there's all sorts of things you can see.
So I'm going to go with not so much my favorite, but my must do for my clients is always the Lego store.
The Lego store is great. Absolutely. My son actually at 14 has gotten back into Legos. So for a time we were hitting it pretty hard and then we kind of died off and now we're back into Legos again. So I'm sure we'll hit that the next time.
Man, I've been doing Legos all weekend. Yeah. Okay. There was a storm here. We've been doing Legos all weekend.
My favorite non-Disney store at Disney Springs is Love Pop.
What's that?
That's the cards that are cut in a certain way so that when you open them, they like pop up and they may have different actions or things. You've never been in here? So the next time you go, pop in there. And I know you're going right before Christmas, so maybe grab a couple Christmas cards, or maybe if you grab somebody a birthday card, and they have Disney versions, and they have non-Disney versions, and they're more than a card. They are really pieces of art. I love them. Yeah, it's great. Love Pop is there, close to White Pigs. Go grab yourself some barbecue, and then go buy some some cards. But no, these are really special. It's really worth seeing.
Awesome. Good to know. I'll have to check that out next time.
Do you have any honorable mentions, Julie?
My honorable mention is going to be the Christmas store. And I think the one at Disney Springs is called Disney's Day of Christmas. I know it's not called the Christmas store, but just anything Christmas just always gets me. I have to go in and look around and chances are you're going to find a good ornament there.
What a cool Disney tradition, right? Every time you go, you get an ornament from one of the Christmas shops, and that's one of your family's souvenirs. I think for me, one of the places that I always hit is I always go to the Pin Trader store. Okay. Not because I collect pins, but that is always where they feature the Funko Pop that's kind of out right now. And a lot of times it's something unique and something that you can't get other places. So I'm a Funko Pop collector, as you know. I'll at least hit it up to see if it's something I want. I'm a little more selective. I've got enough that I don't have to go crazy. But if it's something that I think is interesting or kind of unique in its design, I'll usually pick it up there when I'm at Disney Springs.
I love that idea.
All right. So we are going to talk about entertainment and also our secret travel advisor tips for Disney Springs. But first, Julie, I want to talk about where in the world is all things travel. And this is a special one, okay? Because we haven't done an international one in a while. And so I went back and I looked at the last episode or two, and I wanted to find the top international spot for our listeners. And this listener came all the way from Wales. So we had somebody listen from Hollywell in Flintshire, Wales. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
So I have to say, the second season of Welcome to Wrexham has started again on Hulu. I'm absolutely obsessed with the show. And I don't know for our listener in Wales if that's a good thing or not, but that's my connection to Wales right now. So let me talk about where I want to meet this listener, Julie. Hollywell takes its name from the town's major feature, the world-famous St. Winifred's Holy Well, one of the seven wonders of Wales. St. Winifred's Well is claimed to be the oldest visited pilgrimage site in Great Britain. The water is said to be healing to miraculous cures. Richard I visited the well in 1189 to pray for the success of the Crusades. Lady Margaret Beaufort, mother of King Henry VII, built her chapel overlooking the well. Another part of Holywell is it's part of the famous North Wales Pilgrim's Way, a walking route of over 130 miles beginning at Basingwark Abbey, Holyworth, which once served as the hospital to pilgrims during the medieval period. The route takes the path once taken by the pilgrims traveling to Bardsley Island. The route is a scenic path along woodland coast paths, mountains, and villages, and the final part of the journey is crossing the sea by boat to the Bardsley Island. How fun!
Yeah, that seems so cool. I feel like we have nothing like that over here.
So let's do it. Yeah. Let's go meet our Welsh listener there and have a good old time. So, hey, listener, reach out to Julie or I. You can do that on Facebook or via email, because I would love to send you a thank you gift all the way to Wales for being a listener of All Things Travel. All right, Julie, so we've done shopping, we've done dining, but Disney Springs is also known for entertainment and activities.
Yes.
What's your pick here?
Okay. I have a couple. So I know that it's hard to get over there. So if you're short on time, I'm going to say that my must-do is to be to go to the M&M store. Now, it says store, but there's so much to do and see in there.
You can.
Yes. Ryan, I know something that you don't about Disney Springs.
I didn't know they had an M&M store. Okay. Anyway.
Well, now you're going next time. Okay, mine's like, right. I'm going them up.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going them up. So they have like,
we
you know,
can get
those
all things travel M&Ms.
There you go.
Yellow
we'll send
and
those
blue, all things travel M&Ms. I love it.
Love it.
It's happening.
Love it. So when you go into that store, they have those iconic walls where they just have walls and walls of every color M&M. You can personalize it. I just think that's a fun experience for kids. They can go and make their own little bag of M&Ms. And it doesn't take that long. No reservation needed. Just a fun little activity to do.
I love the nighttime music. So I'm thinking specifically outside of Raglan Road, there's a little bar area. And they have great folk music, the Irish or Celtic type of music. I just absolutely love it. That's a type of music that I enjoy listening to, especially live anyway.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what I would say as far as entertainment goes. Especially since the Void isn't there. That's the obvious choice, but the Void is no longer there. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it really doesn't matter because it's gone and it will be forever missed.
Now, there are some other things to do around Disney Springs that you might not know about. So if you have a day during your trip, it's raining, maybe it's not the nicest weather, maybe you just really need a break from the parks, you can go over there and there is a bowling alley at the restaurant Splitsville.
Yep. And a movie theater.
Yep, the movie theater, there's a Build a Dino. There's so many different experiences you could do that are indoor, can keep you in the AC or keep you out of some rain if you're looking for something else to do on your trip.
I love pairing Disney Springs with the resort day. You get up late, you hit the pool, you relax, maybe even have to do some laundry. You just kind of chill at the resort. And then by later afternoon, you're ready to head over to Disney Springs. You do some shopping. Get your must-get souvenirs, have a nice dinner, stroll around. That's a perfect Disney day that doesn't cost me a park ticket.
Correct, correct.
So when we're thinking of secret tips, Julie, what would you say about Disney Springs? I know you don't have as much experience here.
Maybe not like secret tips, but just sort of tips that I give to clients when they think about going to Disney Springs. So two things. If you want to spend a lot of time at Disney Springs, stay at a resort that has boat transportation or you can walk.
Yes.
So you can walk there from Saratoga Springs. If I have clients and I know they want to do a lot of Disney Springs, I'm definitely going to put them at a resort in that area. The other thing I tell people is don't try to go to Disney Springs quickly and think that you're going to get in and out because it's not going to happen. I've had clients where I work with them on their daily itineraries and they'll say, we're going to go to Magic Kingdom, and then we're going to go to Disney Springs, and then we're going to go to Hollywood Studios. And
yeah,
I'm
not
like,
happening.
It's not going to work out. So just be realistic about your time. And of course, that's where our experience and our expertise comes into play by telling you, number one, you're going to spend so much time traveling. And number two, you're not going to be able to enjoy your time at any of those places.
Right, right. So I've got two. The first we've already talked about. Don't forget brunch. Brunch on the weekends is a great time to experience Disney Springs because you're getting a really good meal and you're also avoiding the crowds. Take that time to do your shopping, have a nice brunch, maybe pair that with a park you're not as interested in for a full day or something that you plan on going to 2 days. Or maybe you have if you have something like a dessert party that night, think of how you could use that half day at Disney Springs. And the second tip is they have a customer service kiosk. Actually, it's kind of a little building at Disney Springs that is much less crowded than at the park. So if you're having issues with tickets or magic bands, or you need to add an annual pass, or you have questions about things, and you're at Disney Springs, don't hesitate to use them because you'll have a little more one-on-one interaction than you might at the customer service kiosk at a park.
Yes, definitely. If you have any must-do items that we missed, please head over to the All Things Travel Facebook group and let us know. One of the best parts about visiting Walt Disney World is that no two vacations are ever the same, so there's truly something for everyone in your group. If you haven't heard our most recent episodes of our must-dos for Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom, head back and check those out.
You want to plan a trip to an amazing destination, but don't know how to get started? As your travel advisors, we work with you to create a customized itinerary for your vacation and take the stress out of planning so you can focus on the fun and creating memories. You can reach me at ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com.
And you can reach me at julie@creatingmagicvacations.com.
We look forward to talking to you next week on All Things Travel. Yeah, that's what I meant to say at the end of that sentence.
Yeah, I realized that. You screwed me over there. Julie, I'll just read this.
Whatever. She'll figure it out. It's a hazing. It's like Ron Burgundy. He'll read anything on the prompter.
Sometimes I put like blah 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 and I'm like, I hope Ryan understands he can just come up with something here.